Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Persecution. Expect it. In Matthew 10:25, Jesus said, "It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the household Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household?" The disciples of Christ should not expect any different treatment than that which the Christ rejectors leveled at him. In John 15, Jesus taught us that the world hated him before it hated us, and that because he has chosen us, quote, "therefore the world hates you." John 15:18-19. Jesus didn't miss words. Clearly, the world will hate those who belong to him simply because they hate Christ. In Galatians 4:29, Paul stated this principle: "But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Those governed by the flesh persecute those born of the Spirit." Paul said, quote, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." 2 Timothy 3:12. Peter said, quote, "Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you also may be glad with exceeding joy." 1 Peter 4:11. And the Apostle John said, quote, "Do not marvel, brethren, if the world hates you." 1 John 3:13. The Lord and his apostles speak with one voice that the people of God will be hated by the world, and that abuse and persecution from the world give clear evidence that those who suffer for Christ belong to him. To those challenging the legitimacy of Paul's commitment to the Lord, he said, quote, "From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Galatians 6:17. If we truly belong to Christ, we should expect the world will hate us for it. This is a mark of genuineness. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.